What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to A Dose of Magic podcast, the podcast where we're talking about all things Walt Disney World Resort. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Brad.
And we are in season three, baby. I cannot believe that we have been on this journey, Brett, for over 3 years and still doing it, still going strong. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's actually wild. So I was thinking about the other day at work, like how we have just had the ability to just conversate and just have this like connection for 3 years has been super cool. Mm-hmm. And we do it literally just for our love of Disney.
Absolutely.
And we've never tried to, I think, make it more than it ever had to be. I think we've always enjoyed, like, once a week we get to talk with each other and we get to talk about Disney, and like we've before the episodes and after the episodes, like, you and I catch up. So like it's always been a really great way for you and I to stay connected. But then now it's also such a great way for us to reach an audience of just like people who love sharing like-minded and conversations.
Yep.
So it's been such a rewarding thing for 3 years. So it's been wild. I can't believe it for 3 years. And I think it's also nice because, like, you know, our topic is never ending.
Right.
We didn't pigeonhole ourselves with a podcast about like
the Harry Potter books. Yeah.
Right. Like something that eventually runs out. Like, you know, like when a guest tries to run into the castle, there we go. Like that's right. A reference. Yeah. Right.
So exactly. Like,
things will forever be fresh, which I enjoy.
Absolutely. And I completely agree, you know, and that's really what made us start thinking about, you know, season three, because we did season two for 99 episodes. And so the fact that we were able to keep that going and start thinking about, okay, what's the next frontier, right? Like, let's hit our milestone and what is next for the show? What could we do and what should we do? That type of thing. And, you know, it's just been so fun brainstorming with you, Brett, and just thinking about the show and our audience. And ultimately, we wanted to think about ways that we could grow and find ways that we mm-hmm. could reach more people and come up with ways that would still just be just as engaging and just as fun. And so I think that we did that with the season three plans that we have so far. And yeah. So do you want to tell them what the first big change is for season three here?
Yeah. The first big change is that we have been bought out by Universal, and this is now a Dose of Adventure. No, I'm just kidding.
We ended up following the money, and we are now...
We were bought out by Six Flags Great Adventure.
This is a Dose of Scream and Thrill.
No, but so our first change for season three.
That's hilarious.
I think we have a ton of really cool things lined up, so definitely be sure to stay through to the end here. But our first one's a really minor change, mm-hmm. but it's going to make the overall experience so much better.
You may already notice it. You might be reading our minds here.
But we've upgraded all of our audio and video equipment. Ryan graciously purchased us some mm-hmm. new microphones going into season three. They are wonderful. You can't see them, but they light up. And it's very cool, very flashy. But it's to make sure that we both have the same quality going into every episode, right? I used to record off AirPods. Sometimes I had to go off my work laptop and I had to use my like work headphones. So like my quality was never always standard. Ryan has been using the microphone we purchased during COVID, so 3 years ago.
Yep.
And then we also just wanted to make sure that we had some really nice video cameras going into season three. Why? We'll tell you in a little bit.
Find out soon. But that's exactly right. Just wanted to upgrade the quality of the sound. We know that it always hasn't been perfect, but we appreciate that you guys still stuck through it with us and still just came back for the discussions each time. And now hopefully it's a better experience for you. Number two, the second change happening this year, and you've heard it slightly teased in the other episodes, is that we are continuing to make more TikTok content. Now, this is not just another account that you know, is annoying to follow or another account that it's like, ugh, like How many different ways can I follow you guys? This is a totally new way to interact with us. We are posting totally different content on TikTok than we do on Instagram. Instagram is more single picture, maybe just talking about the episode topics that day, whatever it may be. TikTok has a lot more. It has a lot of discussion topics. We're posting trivia questions. We're posting clips of the show, different discussion points, different funny moments. We are posting memes and other funny posts, things that are getting tens of thousands of views already. We are racking up a little bit of an audience over there. So please join us there if you just want to laugh a little bit and want to have another fun way to interact with us, because we are having a ton of fun on that platform.
Yes. And not only are we uploading to TikTok, we're also uploading to YouTube Shorts, which is essentially the same platform, but on YouTube, just a way to watch some quick videos. Yes. Because we're also trying to grow a little bit of our YouTube following, I guess you could call it. Yep. So Ryan has been posting. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. They're pretty much the same platform, or like the same idea, right? It's like these short-term content type of videos that just kind of catches on to the algorithm and gets pumped out to other people who may like that video, right? And Brett, I'll tell you a quick funny story. I post the same videos on TikTok that I do on YouTube Shorts, because in my mind and in the concept of both of them, they should be the same type of content and video, right? And yeah. So I post the same one on the other. And the contrast of people that respond on TikTok versus how they respond on YouTube is like laughable. On TikTok, everybody is so happy, and I post a video of just like me recording myself, and I'm just like, hey, you know, tell me, you know, three things that you would want to bring to a park, you know, on a rainy day to help your day or something. That I've never posted that, but that's an example of like something I might post and like something that I just want to hear people's feedback. And then that might bring us some good material for the show. Right. And it just connects. It just helps you connect with the other Disney lovers in that community. And I'll post the same video, Brett, the same exact video verbatim onto YouTube. And people on TikTok will comment, be like, oh, I'll bring ponchos and I'll bring umbrellas and I just love being there. It's so fun. And that's like the type of tone that they'll use. But on YouTube, they literally just insult me. They're just like, they don't even respond to the video. They just are like, dude, you're lame. And I'm like, what? That one, that's just rude. Two, you didn't reply to the video or what or whatever I was asking. And three, if you didn't like it, just scroll by it. It's just so funny because I've gotten multiple comments where people are like, well, you don't have to even go on the ride, so I don't know why you're even posting this. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I saw one of our TikToks had that actually.
Yeah.
There was a time where you posted the audio clip about us talking about how Rock and Roller Coaster's like item baggies are so loose. We don't trust it.
Oh, they are, by the way.
Oh, they're so yeah. loose, right?
Just a reminder, and those need to be tightened.
And somebody commented and literally was like, well, just put it in your pocket. You don't have to worry about this issue. Like, why would you even post this video? Because it's not even a true issue.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, literally tell me you've never been on Rock and Roller Coaster without telling right. me. Because and you just did.
It's so ridiculous. Sometimes people just get worked up and it's actually very funny. But nonetheless, that was a long-winded way to say we're making more TikTok content.
Okay. Follow us on TikTok. I am not somebody to comment or like engage with people on social media mm-hmm. because like I'm just like, it's not worth my time, right?
Right.
But I did the other day.
Oh, you bit? You took the bait?
I did. And it was right after the Phillies blew a 4-0 lead, right?
Oh, cringe. Yep, that'll get you fired up.
It gets you fired up, right? And I just watched the game. I just watched them blow the lead. And I was like, let me see what Twitter has to say about this, okay?
Big mistake Rookie right mistake there. Number I'll stop one. You right there. Going on the and, Twitter after a loss of a baseball game?
Yeah. And obviously everybody was like going off and like frustrated. And somebody was like, I can't believe Harper did that. He's the worst player in the league. And I literally was like, you never watch baseball. Ever. long story short, I engaged with this person for two threads and then we both cooled ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I get that.
My first post on Twitter in a long time.
Sometimes it happens, and that is proof that sometimes you do take the bait. So
you do.
That is funny.
That is funny.
Number three, though, this is now getting into some of the more exciting stuff for us here. Number three is that we, starting today and starting on season three, are introducing a brand new donation and tip system that we are calling a dose of support. So this is a single link that now lives in our link tree. So if you've ever been to our website, which is going to be on any bio pretty much that you can find our show, whether that's whatever social media account that you can find us on, the link in the bio now has a link right at the top, and it's called a dose of support. We give you a dose of magic, and this is a way for you to show a dose of support if you'd like. One of the things that we've never done, and we do pride ourselves on, is that we really don't do ads. We don't do subscription-based models, right? A lot of podcast shows and a lot of shows in general tend to go that way. And so when Brett and I were brainstorming for season three on what we can do, that idea came up like, oh, should we start doing that whole tiered thing and just try to monetize? But that's just not really what we're looking for. And we are consumers ourselves of podcast shows and live shows, right? And we don't like sitting through a bunch of ads, and we don't like the subscription pay to play type of models. And so when we were thinking about our show, we didn't want to go that route. So instead, we are doing this no strings attached style where you can go to the link. There are absolutely no signups needed. There are no subscriptions. You don't need to create any account or to do any of this. You simply click on the link. You can choose any amount that you'd like to give, if you'd like to give at all. Again, this is 100% optional and just a way for you to show support to us. If you have been one of the listeners, maybe since season one, you know, over 3 years ago, or if you're new and you're just really enjoying the content that we're giving and creating, this is a simple way to say thanks. So you click on the link, you can choose the amount that you'd like to give. You can give and send a little message to us if you'd like. We see them all, we receive them all. And then you can just pay quickly with Apple Pay, Google Pay, or a card. It's absolutely beautiful. It's quick. It's easy. No strings attached. And we really think it's going to be a great way for you to show some support if that's how you wish to do it.
Yeah, I think Ryan hit it right on the head. Like, we by no means are introducing a subscription-based style, a pay-to-listen, anything like that. A donation doesn't get you any more free episodes. Nothing along those lines. This is strictly if you want to, if you're able to, if you enjoy the show, and you just want to show some support. We've never been in it for the money, and we still are not in it for the money, but we want to offer that to our listeners who have brought it up in ways. And we like having an ad-free show, right? We like giving you a full 30 minutes of just Disney. And we're not looking to get in the game of splitting that up and throwing in some advertisements for Listerine that has nothing to do with Disney. Like, that's just not the route that we want our show to be in. So we thought that this was a great compromise to allow people to support if they wish, but allow us to keep our same show style and everything like that.
Definitely. And this does not mean that we won't have guests on, or we won't do any partnerships like we've done in the past with, you know, Mouse Dining and Tammy doing her album cover, her cover album, and things like that. Like, we absolutely love having guests on and helping them support their causes and working with other people to have a mutual thing there. But really, ads are not something that we are really looking to introduce for this season three going forward. And so just as an FYI, nothing changes on your end. There's no, again, as Brett said, there's no subscription. You still get all of your episodes from us just as you would each week. And this is just purely an if you want to type of thing. We are incredibly and eternally grateful for anything that you can give. So thank you guys so much. That is on our link tree on any site that you can find our link.
Exactly. And number four, the update that I think both of us are most excited for. One that we think is really, really cool. And something that we're really excited to just try. So we are introducing a Dose of Magic Live.
Yes.
So this is going to be a brand new real-time live show streamed on platforms, yep. like completely free platforms, right? So I believe it's YouTube.
YouTube and Facebook, this will be available.
There you go. So YouTube and Facebook, completely free. Again, no subscription needed, no strings attached, nothing like that. But we want to have some real-time conversations with each other, with you all, right? You have the ability to send comments, send questions, yep. and we can pull them up on the screen and we can answer them. We've dabbled in very minor things like this. Like we've done Instagram lives together and they get really good feedback. So we are really excited to make this now a part of our standard kind of lineup of episodes. But again, nothing changes for you as a listener because these episodes are going to be recorded on Monday nights every other week. So you have every other week, Monday night live episodes. If you can't watch us on Monday live, that audio still gets uploaded as your standard Wednesday episode.
Correct.
So we are not skipping weeks anymore. Like you're not going to get an episode on Wednesday if you don't have the ability to listen to watch us. You can still listen to us. You can still listen to the entire live stream that we did on Monday on your standard Wednesday release.
Exactly. And as Brett said, this is going to be every other week. So for us, it just changes because every other week we'll have a camera on and we'll be doing it live. For you, if you're an audio-only listener, you can still, you know, listen to us and consume the content the same exact way. Now, for some of those live shows that you're hearing the audio of, you may not be able to enjoy all of the benefit of it because you obviously won't be able to see what we're doing. However, if you feel like you're missing out, the videos also will be automatically uploaded onto YouTube right after that they go live. I think it takes about 24 hours for that to process. So if you did miss it on Monday and you want to start catching it, you can then go to our YouTube page and rewatch the live there. But something really special about this and something that Brett and I have been working on for months now, and honestly, this idea started this idea was the idea that we had before the podcast. This is something mm-hmm. that we had thought about many, many moons ago, is to create this show, this live show that's all about Walt Disney World. And it has different elements to it that we're hoping to introduce with our live show. And this is just something that we really do not see any other creator doing in this space at the moment. There might be similar things. And like Brett said, you may have seen us go live on Instagram once or twice, but this is not going to be that. This is going to have a different look to it. This is going to have graphic overlays. This is going to allow us to be able to share our screen so we can all look at the same thing, while at the same time, you can see our reaction and our camera to it. And not only that, you can comment, you can leave messages in the chat, and we can put some of those chats up on the screen and react to them so that everybody can see what you're saying, whether they agree with you, maybe it's a hot take, things like that. We can have guests on. We're looking forward to doing different segments. We can have different types of games being played because now we add a visual element to it. So we are just so excited because there's a lot of potential that this show allows us to do. And I know that we tried on season two at the very beginning, if you are a longtime listener, we did try the video element of having a video podcast. And I just want to stress that that is not what this is in terms of we are not pre-recording this. We are not editing it and then uploading it to YouTube. This is going to be just as Brett and I are doing now, but you get a chance to kind of come on and interact with us. And on top of that, we get to introduce different elements and different games and different ideas that we just cannot do audio only, right? Because now we'll have the visual element and you'll be able to see things with us. So I just want to I hope that gets you guys as excited as it gets us, because we are absolutely fired up talking about this and the ideas that we have for this. So we've done a lot of testing and we're going to continue to do more testing to hopefully make this as smooth as possible. As always, technology is amazing when it's amazing, but it's frustrating as hell when it's not. And so there may be some kinks in it, at least at first. The Wi-Fi's might be choppy. There might be some stuttering. We are going to try our absolute best to make sure that that is minimum. But we do ask for your patience as we iron out the kinks and try to give you really a brand new, unique, again, one-of-a-kind show that we just don't see out anywhere else at the moment.
Yes. And we're looking, like I said, Monday nights. So not during the workday, not during your morning commute. Monday nights, once you're hopefully home, chilling in bed or chilling at the dinner table, whatever it is. Yep. So Monday nights is when we're doing that. As Ryan mentioned, we still have a little bit of testing to do to make sure everything is smooth and ready to go for this new adventure. We are tentatively looking at October 30th, the Monday of October 30th, to be our first stream. But yep. Definitely be sure to listen to episodes, follow us on Instagram, Dose of Magic Podcast, and TikTok for more definitive updates of when we're going to go live for the first time.
Yep. And again, that is going to be on YouTube and Facebook, of course, leading up to it. We will be posting about it. We will be posting the link about it. And the way it works is really nice because once the stream goes live, which we'll probably do about 24 hours in advance, meaning at least post it to be scheduled, you can then on YouTube set a reminder for it on your phone or on your laptop. And then when we are live, you will get the push notification that we're live. You can come join us. And as Brett said, this is designed to be, you know, in the evening after work when you just want to unwind. Maybe you're sitting at your child's soccer practice and you just want to throw us on with some AirPods in the background. Maybe you don't really want to watch the football game that night. This will just give you something else to enjoy. And we really hope that you just come and hang out. It doesn't have to be for the entire stream. It can just be here and there. Maybe you're just enjoying different segments that we're doing. For example, Brett, do you want to tell them a couple of the segments that we're looking forward to?
Yeah. So like Ryan said, we're able to do a ton of games, right? So with this visual aspect now, we can do like really zoomed in photos of something and say like, where are we in the park? Mm-hmm. We have the ability to share screens now. So we can do virtual walkthroughs of the parks and talk about what we're seeing, both in like what we would do, but also like live reactions to what this Google Earth map shows, right? You don't know what people look like in these moments. So maybe some people watching live. With this, we can also do like reaction videos to videos that have been surfacing.
Right. Recent news.
We can do something we also talked about is potentially doing something potentially called like Mouse in the Park. And if we have a listener or somebody who's currently at the Disney World property, having them come on to the live stream for a few minutes and show us like where they're at, have a quick conversation, allow people to kind of talk with them in the moment while they're at Disney.
Exactly.
And I feel like we can keep going on and on and on because this opportunity just allows us to grow what is capable and what's possible for not only the show, but also technology's advancements. So
yeah, it's a really, really great time to do it. It's a great time for us. We're very excited. We hope that you are too, just by hearing this. And hopefully, again, if you are an audio only and this is the only time you get a chance to listen to us, that is totally fine. The beauty of it is that nothing changes for you and you get to still enjoy us every step of the way each week. The beauty of it now is that we get to grow to another audience that may be around in the evening and may be able to have some fun, join us for the stream and play some games and tune in to see what's going on in the park. Like Brett said, if we have somebody stop in for 10 minutes, answer some questions for us live from the park, like a live reporter almost, that would be great. It's just a new place for Disney fans to come together and really just get to talk to each other in the chat, meet other people, and just hang out like you're sitting around with your buddies. So that's really, really what we're looking forward to. We don't want to spoil everything, of course, but that is just a sample and just to show you the excitement that we have for this. This is a Dose of Magic Live. Again, it's going to be every other week starting on October 30th.
Exactly. So those are our four big announcements for season three. Obviously, as things progress, things may change. Things may get added. We don't know what opportunities are ahead of us now with these new introductions. So there could be more and there could be new things. So definitely be sure to follow us on Instagram, which is Dose Magic Podcast, TikTok, A Dose of Magic Podcast, and YouTube, A Dose of Magic Podcast. So you can find us on all platforms there. Oh, and Facebook to watch the streams there, A Dose of Magic Podcast. Those are the four big announcements. Again, quickly going over them, we updated equipment. We have new content coming on multiple platforms.
Love it.
We have a new support link found in our link tree. Again, no obligation there. Strictly if you love us and you want to support, we appreciate you. And if you can't or you don't want to, we still love you and we still appreciate you.
Exactly.
And A Dose of Magic Live, new live show happening every other week, Monday nights. So a ton happening.
I can't wait.
So excited.
I
can't wait.
I want it to be October 30th already. I'm ready to turn the camera on. Let's go.
Right. Let's do it.
So, Brett, thinking about that now, then what are some of your like hopes going into season three? What are you most looking forward to? What are some goals that you have now with all of these new things in place?
Yeah, I think the first thing that jumps out to me is the guests that we could potentially reach now. I think can be really cool. I was driving home today, and I was. This is not really bad. I was listening to TikToks. So I usually go on like the live section and then just like swipe and like listen to like what they're doing.
Interesting.
And it's kind of like a podcast, but sometimes podcasts bore me crazy that we do one.
It's a hypocrite.
It's hypocritical. But so I like to listen to like people reactions to live things, right? Like that's why A Dose of Magic Live sounds so cool. So I was listening and there was a person who's like, it was just like a get ready with me for Disney, to like go to the parks at night and they have like 150,000 followers. And I was literally like, why don't we just shoot our shot and say like, do you want to come onto our podcast and talk Disney?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think if we are going onto TikTok, I think we can reach out to all these creators and do like guests, and like collaborations, so I think just the new, not only the new audience, but the new creators that we're reaching with this excites me a ton.
No, I'm the exact same way. And, you know, we absolutely love when we have guests on, we love collaborating with other people. We love hearing everyone's stories and their passion and what they do. And I 100% agree with you. I mean, this opens new doors for us, new avenues, because we are planning to do something that's completely different than what we've been able to see, that other people really aren't filling this space. So we really hope that we can. And if you have anybody in mind that you would like us to talk with and collaborate with, we are totally open to that. We absolutely would love to reach out to them. We can get that going. So feel free to send us a message on anything like that. For me,
I think, go for it.
Oh no, finish your thought.
No, I had an extra one that I wanted to add, but I want to hear yours first.
Well, I think I'm just excited for the conversations and like the next level and layer that this live stream platform gives us. We put a lot of work into it behind the scenes, creating the overlays, creating the animations, creating the types of banners and stuff that we can use to put up the episode topics and whatnot. This is now going to give us such a different layer and dynamic to the show. Being able to sit there and laugh with other people, being able to hear directly from the audience in real time what, you know, they think about some of the hot takes, some of the comments, and we can all laugh together about it. We could all share our Disney love at the same time. This, and then just the different games, right? Like some of the segments that we already brought up get me excited, and things that we are continuing to think about and expand on and evolve on. I just really am looking forward to it. I think it's a perfect way to do it every other week to start, see how it goes. If the technology really just fails us, that would be disheartening, but I really hope it doesn't happen. We're doing our best on a lot of the private testings and the practice rounds. So we will make sure that we're doing our absolute best for it. But I am really excited to see. I think this could be such a new, great way to enjoy Walt Disney World content. And I think we're doing it as best as we can for not being in the parks the whole time, because I see content creators, Brett, I see them and they live 5 minutes from the parks. Mm-hmm. They get to go there every day. They get to film exactly what they want to film and do what they want to do. And I'm really proud of us for being able to build something and continue to grow something all the way up in Philadelphia. with this audience and this community that we've built so far. And I think this is going to be and give us that next step and allow us to continue to grow in ways, even when we can't be in the parks every day. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
I agree. I think that was such a good point to hit. We are not local to Disney at all, right? But we come on every week and we have great conversations and we've reached an audience and we've grown an audience of people who love hearing us talk about it. And that's super cool.
And now we get basically to collaborate all these strangers,
right? Yeah. Like straight up strangers, come back every week to listen to us. That's cool. That's so cool. And the other
what
thing
was
I was going to say
second
is,
thought?
Yeah, I'm excited to see our possibilities to give back to listeners. I think we've always said we want to do more giveaways. We want to do more listener recognition. We want to do that. And I think potentially the Dose of Support link is going to allow us to do that, right? Anytime we've ever done a giveaway in the past, we've put out the money to do that giveaway. Right? Yeah. And we've done it because we love our listeners. We love the support. But I would love if people are going to support our show for us to give it right back to our show. I'll buy myself a Starbucks coffee first, but then I'll give it back to the
one
show.
One little nice job, pat on the back.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of that the people who are giving is because they love our show. And I want to make sure that we also keep our show fun and exciting. So I'm really excited for that portion too.
I am as well. I'm glad you brought that up. That's incredibly true. You know, we're not creating this link to, receive money and just go spend it on a PS5. We are grateful for the support. We're grateful for the listenership. And that's exactly right. Maybe we can pour it back into better camera equipment in the future or better software in the future, better things that make the show better. And so I love that. It's such a great point.
Yeah. So all in all, season 3 is going to be amazing. And it's all because you all have stayed with us or you've joined us.
Yes. And you came at a great time.
Seriously. If you're just finding us because you found us on TikTok or YouTube, welcome. Like Ryan said, you joined at a great time. Go back and listen to episode 1, see where we've been and then see where we're at now, because
that is our most listened to episode. I guess that makes sense because everybody, I guess you'd think to start at episode 1, but to me, if I found a brand new podcast now and they've had 3 years of content, I don't know if I would start at episode 1. I feel like I would start with more of the recent stuff. So it always amazes me that first episode still to this day gets more listens and continues to be our number one start.
Interesting.
It's the episode where people start, I think.
Yeah. I guess it's different. We're not a podcast that builds off our previous episode. But some are, right? Story. Some you need to listen to the past one.
Yep.
But not us. So that's too much work to think about. So we're out here just spitballing, and that's why we love our show. But I think we both could go on tangents for forever and ever, because I think we're both super excited for season 3, and we hope you all are excited for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably a really good place to stop for this episode. Want to thank you all seriously from the bottom of our heart that we can even have an episode that is going to be about 34 minutes of just things that we want to do and change because of our listeners, is an episode we never probably thought we would ever be recording. But the fact that we are is super exciting, super grateful. So thank you. And we hope you're excited for what season 3 has in store, because we are super pumped.
You hit the nail on the head, Brett. I cannot wait. Cannot thank you all enough. Seriously, we're going to have so much fun with this, and we hope that you all do too.
Yeah. So until then, we will catch you next episode. Be sure to follow us on the Dose of Magic podcast and leave us a review wherever you listen. We'll see you.
Thanks, everyone. Episode.